Introducing new Moth Be Gone. Welcome back to WETT The Splash, the home of all your naughty little secrets.
We are live from the scene of the accident, and the death toll has climbed to a staggering rate.
The grass is green.
Oh.
The birds are chirping.
Oh.
And dudes are out here hitting on their cheating on their wives. And
what? Whoa.
Hitting on anything with two legs and a mini skirt. Golf season is back, which is every season.
Tiger Woods. I guess.
You know, at Back Nine Problems, we just all golf gear for the average golfer. Yeah. Whether you're wanting to look like a pro or drink like one, we've got you covered. I am in a personal right now. Goal is to fit back into my hibiscus shirt.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, dude.
I'm starting to get there.
Respect. Yeah, you're on Fat Guy, what, 20? What?
God, today, I mean, 27? Today, as we're recording this, this is my 27th day of my Fat Guy journey.
Yeah.
When this comes out, I don't know, it'll be on like day 40, I think.
Yeah, because this,
this will come out eventually.
Yeah, this will come out not this week, next week.
For those of you who are struggling alongside of me, quick update.
Yeah.
So, 21 days, first 21 days was intermittent fasting and doing some form of workout. Now, when I say some form of workout, it doesn't need to be long. It doesn't need to be crazy. You just have to do something.
Yeah.
You know, something over nothing. Like, literally for me, it would either be like walking around the block once, which is a lot because my leg, or like lifting my dumbbell like 200 times.
Oh, damn. Which it That's quite a bit.
It seems like a bit, but then you realize.
It's a lot of reps, dude.
You realize everything you're doing is sets of 10, and sometimes if you're doing it per arm, like 10 curls and then per arm, you're already at 20, and you're at one set, right? Mm-hmm. So that'd only be five sets. Like, it's to get to 100. It's not too bad.
Still quite a bit, though, I feel like.
It's something you can knock out, you know, in like 15 minutes pretty easily if you don't stop. You know, like I'll try to, I do my best to not even put the dumbbell down. Until I'm done.
Hell yeah.
And I'll split it sometimes. I'll do it right before work, and then when I get home, I'll do the other half. Or just as long as I did something during that day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And as long as I fasted that day, then I was good.
Right.
Now, starting tomorrow.
I need to hop on that train too, dude.
I'm restarting my 21 days.
Fuck yeah.
Because what I noticed was, is like day 20, really around like day 18, I started losing track.
Tomorrow, as of May 5th, by the way, folks.
Yeah, yeah. So. I started like losing track around like day 15, day 16. I would still fast, and I would still do the workout part. I was just forgetting which day it was, right? Like, because it just became insignificant. Like, I was already kind of in the rhythm of the other shit.
Sure.
So it wasn't kind of tying itself to the day anymore. It was becoming more just kind of like a routine.
Yeah, yeah. You're building a habit at that point.
Yeah. So then I thought, like, maybe I'm going to go for 90. And then like I couldn't remember like 3 days in a row what day it was. And I was like, 90's stupid. I'm already doing this. So there's no point in just counting the number for no reason. Like, I'm doing it. I'm in it. I'm not planning on breaking it. Like, we're good. So I decided, okay, well, let's do 21 days again. We'll do something different. So now I'll still fast and I'll still work out every day because that's what I'm just doing. So I don't count that.
Sure.
For this next 21 days, it's no soda.
Fuck yeah.
And that also includes like no orange juice.
Okay.
You know, no Arizona teas.
OJ's good though.
It is good, but
love OJ.
It's just a nightmare's worth of sugar.
Yeah, you're like, right.
Like, because like I could get like a Simply OJ and kill that motherfucker in a day by myself, no problem.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and I won't even feel bad doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you read it and you're like, ah, man, that was
so
worse.
Much sugar.
I actually could have had a Coke and it would have been better for me. This is crazy.
Well, maybe because at least you're getting vitamin C, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, yeah. Point
you
being,
get too much.
Yeah, yeah. You're gonna get rid of soda altogether.
Yeah, sugary drink soda.
Respect.
So like,
that's hard.
I think like if I'm gonna die, you know, of exhaustion.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try like a 5-hour energy drink or a Red Bull.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not gonna be making an excuse to where I need one every day.
Right.
Because that's the problem. The problem is you start making a reason to have it, right? Because you go, you know what? I'm only going to have an energy drink when I'm tired.
Yeah.
And guess what? From day on forward, I'm going to be tired every motherfucking day.
I think I got too good at impulse. You know, like my brain, I would make a conscious decision, be like, I'm not going to drink XYZ. You know, I'm not going to drink Red Bulls, right?
Yeah.
You know, for example. Especially because at work, I can get them for, like, literally what they buy them for, right? So there's
That's
no markup on it, right? It was like $2,
yeah.
right? For like a 16-ounce one, like the full.
Oh, fuck me, right? I'd be dead by now.
Yeah, dude. So I would get those all the time at work because we, you know, on certain event days I have to be there at 5:30. So we're like knocking back caffeine, and my brain, even though yesterday I decided I wasn't going to do it anymore, my brain got really good at like silencing any kind of like mental like evaluation, you know, walking up to that Red Bull, you know, like the impulse would completely take over, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and by the time you're already there, right, if the thought then came in, it's like, I'm literally right here already, you know, it's like, I just grab it and go, right? Yeah, you know, that's my issue for sure.
Yeah,
you know?
Me and Cody used to joke about blacking out at fast food orders.
Yeah.
I'm only going to get one thing, and the next thing you know, you're... You're pulling up to the window to pay
$30. That's the best way to describe it.
Black out.
100%, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the brain's like, no, I know if I think about this, I'm not going to get what I want, you know, or the body or whatever, right? You know, I really genuinely believe that there's like a separation of brain and mind, you know, in many ways when it comes to like discipline, right?
Yeah.
Because the brain wants what it wants, and it is very computerized where it just, it hunts for salt or sugar or whatever.
It doesn't,
right? You know, things that it likes.
Your brain doesn't care how you fit into your pants.
Right. Yeah, dude. It really will trick you in any way, right? And, well, the mind is what's the, is that subconscious going, motherfucker, you know, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, or stay here like a cat, dude. Yeah, exactly, bro. You know, I have such a bad problem with that kind of shit, dude. Like, soda is so hard to get rid of, and I respect you for, like, genuinely getting rid of that shit, because it's so hard, bro.
I think when you do something...
It's so hard.
It is. It really is.
I'm a fat fuck, dude.
I think what it is like, when you do something like 21 days, which is what I'm preaching, like, it's just, it's not so far away, right? Like, it's still going to be the same month that I'm in when I'm done.
Right.
So it's not like, it doesn't feel like this big...
Journey,
right? Yeah. Like, there's a much difference between I'm giving up soda for 20 days or I'm giving it up forever, right? You hope after the 21 days it helps you give it up forever.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're thinking about. We're thinking about 21 days. You know what I'm saying? And in that 21, you know, I think because it's hard, you use where you're at. You know, it's like, hey, man, I'm already 15 in. Why would I fuck this up, right? Yeah. Like, I can't believe I already made it to 9. You know, like, I mean, if I've already made it 9, like, I don't want to start over now, you know, and like, I think that helps a lot. And like I said, it's just, it's not so long that it's overbearing, right? And then at the end of it, hopefully you've picked it up, whatever it is, you know, or just pick something else, you know, that doesn't help, you know, even if you went back to drinking soda, to give something else up for the next 21.
Yeah.
You know?
It's about building the discipline, which then will inevitably domino effect to a better, healthier approach to your life, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you said, I can't remember the name of the doctor you've been seeing, right? His profession.
Dr. Hadley. He's a pulmonologist.
Yeah, thank you. He said to you that you mentioned to me off show recently that you have to change your relationship with food, right?
Yeah.
And that's, I know a lot of us have heard that before, but I think not many of us have taken it seriously and given it full thought, you know?
Yeah, because I don't think anybody ever goes to the next step, which is, well, what is my relationship with
food? Yeah, because nobody wants to admit to themselves that they have an abusive relationship with food. Like, what does that mean?
Keep it together,
like,
really?
That's almost, in a way, like, it probably feels more uncomfortable to admit than, like, I'm addicted to heroin, something.
I feel
that.
Yeah.
Right, you know, it's because like shameful is, in a way, you
because
know?
Food, everybody expects you to be able to figure it out with food. With heroin, not everybody has the experience. Everybody has the experience with food.
Yeah, and then like American culture, like, you know, like we get food shoved in our face, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like a lot of people, like Europeans, they love watching a lot of their YouTube shorts that have been coming up where they talk about American culture, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, there's one camp that's like, oh, fat American, it's stereotypical, right? You know, like, obviously lean on the stereotype. It's fun and funny, right? Then there's like a small group of Europeans that I keep seeing making shorts where they talk about, like, how the fuck are Americans allowing any of this shit to be getting... What the fuck? Like, their advertisement for fast food is literally brainwash-style marketing to influence you to spend money regardless of what your health is. They don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah. We got salads now.
We all know that.
Poor face.
But none of us fucking care, you know? And so I think that's that. That
well, it's freedom.
Attributes to well that, but I think it attributes to that shame. I think we all know that overeating is not okay, but like 90% of us probably routinely ignore that. You know,
well, people who are on heroin know heroin's not okay,
right? But I mean, like it's again, I think there's more shame attached to like overeating nowadays. You know, because I think people don't. Treat it as the same level as heroin, meth, that, right? They, like, they think, oh, just fucking, what, just stop eating, bro. Yeah. You know, like...
well, it's addiction.
You know? Yeah, right, like, yeah, yeah. People, that's weed, everything else.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like people, I think they have a hard time understanding that addiction can be anything.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think that they know what they're addicted to or what their problem is, and that they can't necessarily... comprehend shifting that over to something that they don't have a problem with. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Some people, they just have the genetics to where dieting's never been something they think of.
Sure.
Right? They just stay around a certain weight, like maybe fluctuate a little bit up and down. Like maybe it's really easy for them to lose it as soon as they gain it.
Yeah.
Right? And like, so it's not really a thing to them.
Yeah.
Some people have never done coke. You know, some people have never drank so much that they needed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or some people have never been addicted to nicotine. Like, they don't understand, like, it's all the same demon. It's you having an argument with yourself that you're losing.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah,
like,
every day.
Just every fucking day. Mm-hmm. And the only days that you get off are holidays, because those are the days that you can convince yourself that it's okay to use your vice.
Yes.
You know,
right,
it's like, hey,
right,
it's
right.
Fucking my great grandfather's fought for me to do
I'm
coke.
Fucking, yeah, and then you hang out afterwards.
Oh my God, dude. Like, so it's like, yeah, I mean, I think people have a hard time equating that, like, fat people or people with food are having the same arguments as, like, alcoholics are with their own head.
Right.
Where they're going, like, don't do it.
Sure.
And then they do it, and they go, why did I do it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I think that there's a lot less mercy. I mean, that's not the right word, but that's what I'm using. Mercy for folks who have food addiction.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's perceived as, like, well, just stop eating so much, you know?
Yeah.
Or in which... I think a lot of people acknowledge more that heavy drugs are more, quote unquote, more addicting, you know?
Yeah.
But again, that's just stigmas, right? You know? Yeah,
well,
right?
Yeah. That, and I think people just have a different level of addiction in them already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm already kind of predisposed to be addiction, to have addiction. Like, that's just who I am.
Sure.
Some people don't seem to have that.
Sure, yeah.
They seem to be able to be moderate with just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I know lots of people who, from, like, growing up, Eric, for example, I could tell that he had addictive personality because of how obsessive he would play, like, World of Warcraft, for example.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know? And you could argue that, you know, his home life wasn't the greatest, and he kind of got treated like an object more than, like, a son.
Oh,
you
like
know?
Drake?
Right. Well, yeah, because... not to pick to pick him apart and everything, not pick him apart, but like pick his life apart and everything. He unfortunately had the scenario where his first generation mom, you know, married into I believe a second generation Chinese man, right?
Oh, okay. So he wasn't getting used like a flesh puppet.
No, but they had another kid together, and that was the kid that was like. That's the son.
Loved.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Eric was kind of the outsider.
I had a buddy like that growing up, too. His dad married this Filipino lady with three daughters, and then all of a sudden he didn't exist anymore. He was just gone.
Yeah.
Just nobody even thought about him. They moved him up into the attic.
Yeah, I think Eric's in contact with his, like, biological dad, you know? Because it's the stepdad that came along, right? And I think they have a good relationship as far as I know, which is good. But yeah, like the home life that he was in, like every time I go over there, he'd always be kind of on his own, you know?
Yeah.
His mom would feed him and take care of him and, you know, but it was a lot of like yelling and expectations and a lot of coddling and, you know, like you're going to be the golden child to his little brother.
One day
know?
We'll be hanging even more ducks from these windows with the bounty that you'll be bringing to us.
Yeah, dude.
Trying them out.
Yeah, dude.
So, dude, that's fucking...
Anyways, the reason why I brought that up was because that was probably his coping mechanism, was that it was his escape, right?
Yeah, World of Warcraft, right?
You know, so I can understand that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But that probably fueled addictive personality,
right?
You know, and a lot of people don't have those experiences to either develop addictive personality, you know, or they, like you said, they just don't have it, you yeah. know, which I feel like is arguably harder to find nowadays. I think everybody has a vice in some form or another. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And
some of them don't right? want to admit it, but, like, you know, it's...
And, like, a vice like caffeine, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
like
coffee.
Fucking, that's a big one. I think that's the number one most addictive substance in America, actually.
I can imagine. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
pretty sure because everybody's addicted to caffeine in some form or another,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, well, you need so. It at one point.
That's crazy, dude, to even think about.
It's,
you know?
It's a real addiction. Okay. You really need it.
That's systemic addiction. Yeah. That's yeah. implanted addiction.
Beautiful
dude.
Addiction.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's bro.
From the industrial area. Man.
Anyways, fucking hell.
But yeah, yeah man, dude. I mean, fucking meat. I mean, with addictions, though, like, oh, man, then they have places like Brazilian steakhouses.
Oh, dude.
You know,
so
where
yes,
you get to get your full addiction.
We went to the steakhouse with our boy. His birthday was yesterday. May the 4th be with you. And he doesn't even like Star Wars. It's the best part.
Star Wars bullshit.
But we went to a steakhouse. And have you been to a steakhouse before?
Not that one. I went to a different Brazilian steakhouse.
Okay.
But, you know, just not that one.
How did this one compare?
I would say the other one is slightly better.
Oh, really?
But they were both phenomenal.
Food-wise or service-wise? Because we had both. An amazing server. Really?
Both.
We yeah. had a really good server.
So, okay, I could say I've never had the one server be as good.
Yeah.
Because the other one I've been to twice.
Sure.
And I've never had, like, a standout server.
Uh-huh.
But there was definitely more food, like,
yeah.
options.
Yeah.
The buffet's better.
Okay, cool. Yeah, the hors d'oeuvres, we'll say, the where
yeah,
you circle
the,
around
the charcuterie.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
you circle around and feel
well, that's
up
the thing
on
is
that
like,
shit.
Where this one was like 3/4 salad bar and
yeah.
then a couple little things.
Yeah.
The other one's like half salad bar, half charcuterie.
Oh, sick.
So way more cheeses yeah, yeah. and breads and meats mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
We should have tried the lobster bisque.
We
didn't try that. Damn it.
And then where you know where they had like that bowl of like bacon that was all broken up and
yeah.
like stuff.
Yeah.
And the other one of the hot plate things is just full bacon.
Ooh.
So you know you just Ooh. Fucking go ahead and grab.
I love
yourself.
How we were just talking about weight loss and food addiction and we're just
oh,
just
yeah,
drooling
yeah. Well,
about
was,
food right now.
It was
now.
A birthday. See, addictions are fine on your birthday, and that's what it was. Dude, I remember like.
Oh my god. That meat was fire, though.
Oh my gosh, oh, dude! That one cut that he gave you,
oh,
and
yeah.
I just fell in love.
Yeah, yeah. I dude, I like, there was a moment when I looked up at him at JB, and dude, you looked like you were in love.
Yeah,
I think I saw the yeah. movie Hollywood like yeah. glam shot yeah. where there's sparkles dude, in your eyes, and you're like, oh my god!
I haven't felt love like that since the first time I met my niece. I just
it's so good,
and I don't even
dude.
Think that was as
dude,
powerful.
You had
as
the
emotion.
Dreamy eyes and everything,
dude, it was
bro.
Such a beautiful.
I thought you were gonna just come right there,
dude. I did, dude. Oh
it's
man,
so funny, bro.
Dude, all right, so
oh man.
After that meat attack, because it's just meat.
Yeah,
you know. If
yeah,
you,
straight up.
I remember your sister went to the salad bar, and I was like, your sister's
"Yeah, he's
a salad,
fucking
bro.
Pussy.
What the fuck is going on?
Where
you gonna put your meat?
Yeah,
all these
yeah,
other
yeah,
stupid
exactly.
vegetables.
Oh, I know. I get it. The salad's the bed for the meat, you yeah. know, because you use green to make your meat look better, right?
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So,
you're
yeah.
not gonna eat any of that shit.
that's just plating.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, oh man.
We had there was sausage. There was I love lamb. That's
yeah,
my fucking
yeah, you did
dude.
Not say no to lamb.
Oh,
that's
man.
For sure.
Lamb all day. And they brought lamb chops, lamb, like, on a... I don't know enough about lamb.
There was
like,
lamb...
Type cuts, you know?
There was lamb shanks and
shanks.
Chops.
And chops. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was a lamb, like, sirloin kind of thing. That
oh,
they
yeah,
got.
Yeah. That was hella
yeah,
good, too.
That was
yeah.
pretty sick. But, oh, my God, dude. Like, I like the sausages a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
man.
I didn't have any of those.
Bacon-wrapped anything is a good time.
Yeah, I get loaded up. Well... I can't tell. I don't know. I had one bacon-wrapped something.
Yeah, you didn't like it.
It was pink, and I was chewing it for a while.
Yeah.
And the slow settle, I'm like, is this mostly raw?
Yeah.
I'm still chewing.
Yeah, that's okay, though.
Hmm.
That's okay. You can eat that shit when it's like
this. Oh, of course.
Because think
like,
about like... Cause
it was a little off-putting. I'm not going to lie.
Think about like tartare. Have you seen steak tartare?
Tartare. No, I don't think so.
It's that shit where it's literally just... Yeah, it looks like a pound of ground beef that's uncooked with an egg on it.
I don't think, no. I don't
oh,
think
man, Google this shit real quick.
Steak tartare?
You're going to, because I want you to see this and understand that this is edible, and then you'll never worry about a raw steak again. Because the fact that people are allowed to eat this shit, I don't...
Oh, God.
I don't even understand. Oh, yeah, it
literally, it's a French dish. Of course, it's fucking a French dish. Jesus Christ.
Fucking voulez-vous. Yeah. Fucking pieces of shit.
Omelette.
Why don't you go fromage. Why don't you go surrender again, you fucking bastards?
Yeah, dude.
Napoleon sucked. That whole movie sucked.
Look, they're on top of a little bed of greens.
Yeah,
see?
They can
see?
Eat that, though. Yeah, yeah. Not, yeah. You know, it's not for food. Huh. No, so that literally looks just like a hamburger patty.
Yeah, it's literally tartar steak is a French dish of raw ground or minced beef.
Yep.
With
onions, capers, mushrooms, pepper,
Worcestershire sauce,
and other seasonings. And often presented separately to be added to taste. It's served with a raw egg yolk.
Jesus.
So I can't even imagine eating the raw egg yolk, to be honest with you. Yeah. But then breaking that bastard into an uncooked hamburger patty.
Yeah, I like fire. Put my shit on fire.
Yeah,
please.
But after seeing that, that's when I realized, like, it's chickens, fine. Which you can't eat raw. Beef, you can fucking...
Well, I'm sure also they do, like
there's certain...
Put some sort of something.
I watched,
I don't fucking know.
No, that was just everything that was in there we just read.
It makes me uncomfortable.
It's uncooked, yeah.
It makes me really uncomfortable.
I saw this one episode of one of those cooking shows where the guy did a steak and he literally just he threw it on the pan 5 seconds, turned it 5 seconds, took it off and served it. It was like a special...
It's a blue steak, basically.
Yeah. I was like, fucking, hey, dude, I can't believe people do that.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, I think my stomach would be very angry with me if I did that. Yeah. You know?
Oh, I love it.
Again, the stuff we put in our stomachs. So.
I've never had tartare, but I mean, I've had some raw fucking steak before. And it's a good time. It makes you feel like an animal.
It's just very primal.
Yeah.
Activate something internally. Yeah, you're just trying to tear at it.
You're squeezing fucking Kinder's barbecue sauce into your mouth with the other
hand. Start to understand why dogs shake their shit that they, you know.
But man, I love those goddamn... So I got those steakhouses, man. I got home. Mm-hmm. And I literally, just passed out in my car for hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Hours.
Yeah, because you went to food comatose,
dude.
Oh,
my gosh. I'm happy I made it home.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I fell asleep. I fell asleep so hard, you think I wouldn't have made it home.
Oh, really?
It's like, wow. All
you remember is parking your car and then gone.
Dude, just a fucking volleyball circle of drool on my chest. It's just, leaning forward. It's, just wet. Not even sweating.
Yeah,
AC's
actually,
on full blast.
The way the lighting was when we were coming out of the steakhouse, I thought you had a ring of meat sweat for a second. You know?
No.
You
didn't,
thankfully. You
it
know,
was the shirt, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I thought you did. I would have literally died on the floor hysterically laughing if you actually did have meat sweats.
Oh, man,
you know?
I started to get the meat tears. I started getting that. That's
the
sure.
first stage.
Yeah.
That's the first stage right there.
I think if we would have brought in, two more dudes with us, and
then the
peer pressure would have been on, we would have stayed in longer.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure,
more.
For sure. Yeah, definitely.
Because, there was that point where our waiter left to go on break.
Yeah.
He was gone long enough
to stall us out.
That I almost was ready to turn my card back over. I was my food's settled.
Yeah,
I think I could take on some
more. I was starting to feel a little bit better, too. Yeah. I definitely got full, but I think what was off-putting for me was I got a couple cuts of meat that I just didn't like, you know?
You just put them on the fucking side.
Yeah, that's what I
do.
You saw. I had a little mountain on the side. There was a cut in parts that I was like, I don't know. I'm not a fan of this. You know?
That's why I got the second plate at one point is to hide my shame.
Oh, sure.
Take this plate of shame.
I don't give a fuck.
I will build a new.
All these motherfuckers are serving me right now. You know.
And then the one other thing I got to say about the other place is the way they do their pineapple.
Mm.
So at this place, it was cool, but they took a pineapple and clearly turned it into a billion slices.
Yeah.
So they'd only have to go through one pineapple that entire day. Mm. This place just puts the whole fucking pineapple on the fucking on the sword.
Yeah, nice.
And then they grill it and they cover it in cinnamon and grill it.
Mm.
And then they just cut you off fat fucking long pieces of pineapple.
Sick.
They're the length of a pineapple.
Sick.
They're thick. You know, we're talking about an inch and a quarter thick.
Yeah.
Pineapple with cinnamon that's roasted into it.
Mm.
It is the juiciest, most crazy thing. The this place, I don't know what the idea was about
pineapple.
Picking chips out of it, but The one where they put it on the skewers, like, holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed with the pineapple at the place that we went to. No. So I'll take your word for it then.
Yeah. We'll go back.
Yeah, okay.
We'll go the other one.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah, we'll go the other one for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I had a good time.
I had a wonderful time.
I almost kind of want to go again.
We're talking about, like...
Like today.
Right now. We're putting up, like, The Witcher versus Skyrim right here. Like, both of them are phenomenal. Oh,
of course.
I'm not going to say no to either ever.
Yeah, for sure.
We're nitpicking.
It's the difference between a 4-star and a 5-star.
I mean, we're talking about crushed up bacon versus whole strips here. I mean, there isn't that much going on.
It's literal preference at this point.
Then they also have this one though that's it comes out on the swords, cheesy garlic biscuit bread things.
Ooh.
That are like they're soft and they're covered in grease and garlic and cheese. Oh man.
I can do without the grease, but yes, everything else. Yes.
No, you can't. Trust me. Once you try it, you're gonna need it. You're gonna ask him for more.
My stomach rebels against grease. It's the only thing.
Oh, you're gonna tell this fella you better get your fucking pancreas checked out. But other than that, tell him to squeeze. Take two extra off and just squeeze
but
it over
other
yours.
Than that.
Like, yeah, that sounds like a terrible, terrifying idea over there. But what you want to do? You want to milk the biscuits. For all of their juices on the other ones. Oh my god, bro. Oh, just like, what's his name got milked? Drake Bell. I'm gonna keep saying it.
That's poor Drake.
Poor Drake. Not poor Drake.
What do you mean?
Because at the end of that goddamn documentary, did you see the whole thing?
No, I didn't watch the whole thing.
The last episode is like Drake's basically just promoting his new music.
It's like, all right,
I told you I got raped.
It does feel...
Please watch the music. And then if you watch his music video, dude, the music video is weird as fuck.
Really?
It's basically the story of him getting raped.
Oh.
It's so weird. It crosses the line. Doesn't blur the line.
It crosses the line.
Clearly
steps over.
Of I was raped, I want money.
Really?
This is my rape story. Please feel bad for me and give me money.
That sucks.
Because Josh is out here living like a king.
Yeah.
And I raped a 16-year-old and wrecked my Lamborghini.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Yikes. Like,
Jesus Christ.
He said it.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, if you are a victim, you're more likely to become a...
Oh, yeah.
You know,
he was a victim.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn, dude. That documentary, quite on the set. What a bummer of a documentary, for one. Like, I do... appreciate in the very beginning one of the people say, if you grew up a kid in the 90s and early 2000s, this is going to ruin your childhood a little bit.
Word.
And like, yeah, they're right. I mean, the Dan Schneider shit, like, people have been talking about that for years. I've been making fun of Dan Schneider for being a pedophile for a while.
I think everyone knew.
But it turns out, I mean, he never got an actual charge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't actually, like...
As far as we know,
he didn't touch anybody.
He never did, anything crazy. He was a creep.
He was a creep, and he was hilarious.
Yeah,
he was like one of the boys.
Mm.
You know, like I think the problem was like, so Dan comes into Nickelodeon, and immediately he's like their golden child, right? Like he's a hell of a creator.
Yeah,
and he's working with everybody super well, and the shows he's on are becoming the most successful thing the network's ever seen.
Yeah.
And then they give him more and more power, and he just... I think Dan was just another one of the boys that didn't go through, like, the sensitivity training and then became the man.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not justifying what he did,
mm-hmm.
but everything he did was just, like, something with somebody without power would have done.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of his shit, like... It was just about his sense of humor wasn't very funny to the women in the office.
Yeah.
Right? He had one of them, like, bend over, pretend to get fucked from behind while reading a script. Which, if I made a dude do that, it would be fucking hilarious, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that would be so funny.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Like, the fact that he had a female do it was probably not the best idea.
Yeah.
You know, but, like... It was just like, it was like a lot of that, which is weird because the whole documentary is like a hit piece on him.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you look at the things he did with his staff, he was more or less just like kind of funny, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It was inappropriate,
mm-hmm.
but I think that shit was probably everywhere. I bet everybody was being inappropriate. It was the fucking 90s.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Regulation, really.
I'm sure doghouse boy jokes were going on all the fuck over the place.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Sure. I don't think it was only happening at Nickelodeon from Dan Schneider.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dan Schneider happened to be the only place where this was for kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And you probably should have not been doing it at all.
I bet the guys. Bet the guys at Comedy Central were making the same jokes. I bet the people at HBO, the people at PBS, I bet were fucking around with each other, dunking each other's head and shit, and like poisoning each other's coffee for fun and stuff. I think it was just a boys' club, right? And like, where a boys' club is really fun when you're with the boys. That's why there's tradesmen, is because. That's where that still happens, right? Like, tradesmen are still, like, farting on each other and, like, making dick jokes and calling each other the F word.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fine there, right? Like, it's not okay on a set anymore. But my point being, though, is, like, in this documentary, there's three actual predators, right? Two of them I can't remember. There was the one that immediately started working on Sweet Life with Zack and Cody. And then there was Pickle Guy. Well, I actually remember Pickle Guy from being a little kid. I remember Pickle Guy. And then there was like one other dude who had something small against him for touching a kid. But the whole thing's a hit piece about Dan Schneider just being a shitty boss.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Shouldn't we highlight more the fact that there was rape on the set of Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
And less that like this guy was making his staff.
Yeah.
You know, like I bet if Dan Schneider had Daniel Tosh's staff, it would have never been a documentary.
Yeah.
Because Daniel Tosh's staff, I mean, think about what he put them through.
Yeah.
I bet if Dan Schneider had Ellen DeGeneres' staff, there wouldn't have been a documentary.
Yeah.
Because compared to Ellen, I don't think Dan was that bad.
No, Ellen's a fucking monster.
But the fact that you make a whole hit piece about him, which is fine, but 20%, 30% of it is also about the fact that these kids were getting raped.
Yeah.
Fuck the Dan Snyder shit. Let's talk about the fact that the kids were getting raped.
For sure.
Danny Tamborelli looks fucking traumatized. He's like blonde now, and he looks fucking like always crossing his arms and looks just afraid of the world and shit. Ariana Grande won't speak up about it at all.
Yeah.
Fucking Drake is just I don't know, like a 15-year-old trapped in an aging man's body.
I think his mind is honestly probably fucked up right now.
It's fucked. You know? It's fucked. Yeah. Like literally, oral copulation. Fucked. Like it's, dude. Like the story with Pickle Guy too. It's like
it's real bad.
It's so bad because it's like first it wakes up with Drake getting his dick sucked by Pickle Guy.
Nope.
Which is not okay, right?
And
and Drake is just like. Like, oh, this is weird. This probably shouldn't be happening. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever, Drake. I don't know. Part of me is just like, maybe he's a little slut. But so he wakes up, he's getting blown by this guy. And his dad can tell something's wrong, right? So this guy convinces Drake to abandon his dad. And, like, he needs to start working with Drake, like, 24/7 to make his career. And the guy had legitimate background, so it made sense. Right, that Drake would like follow him and like how this was like a big opportunity. And then like next thing you know he's like getting butt fucked and like not talking to his dad anymore. He's a part of the thing said foreign objects were put into his ass.
Yeah.
He was like putting like candlesticks and shit in Drake's ass. Which again, like I mean, I don't know. I don't understand just not trying to like stab him in his sleep.
Yeah.
Run, get on a train and just become a train person. Like, it's just, it seems like you know, you're getting butt fucked, but not in a cage.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. He took a lot of dick before he said something about it. But then he does say something about it, right? And everybody's on Pickle Guy's side.
Yeah.
Because he's been part of so many people's career. So many people are influenced. And they're writing letters, character witness letters, saying like that Drake must have been the one to come on to him. That the 15-year-old was the one trying to get the 35-year-old pedophile to fuck him in the ass with. Pickles.
Still not okay. But
you think he put a pickle in him?
Probably.
I mean, foreign object?
Probably.
He's Pickle Guy?
Probably.
It's also a hilarious moniker to be Pickle Guy and be the guy who rapes children
with pickles.
Yeah, you know, like to be Pickle Guy and you're also a kid rapist.
Yeah,
way to hide in plain sight.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, like, for real.
God damn, dude.
For real. Yeah, no, I mean, regardless, like, it was all still fucking wrong,
dude,
for sure.
And he got, like, all he got was, like, probation and a fine. Like, he didn't even have to, like, go to jail for fucking Drake until, like, insanity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And everybody goes to the court, and everybody's like, boo, Drake, you little slut, you fucked Pickle Guy up.
Yeah, that's just wild,
dude,
bro.
And, like, the dad...
I don't understand why people would even take that side. Like, bro, dude, he's, like, 15 years old.
And the dad...
Like, what do you mean?
The dad comes up, and he's like, hey, man, I don't really like the way that this guy sniffs Drake's neck in between takes and, like, licks the back of his ear. And they're like, oh, well, he's gay. So, like, are you just not okay with gay people? Because it's, like, early 2000s.
It's 2000- a kid,
It's
bro.
Early 2000s.
What the fuck,
So the dad has to be like, oh, I don't hate gay people.
Yeah, the defense.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Because it's like, oh, you hate gays? Like, no, I hate... child rape, you yeah. know, to be honest with
I
you.
Hate
like,
pedophiles.
How come Josh isn't getting raped? Aren't they going 50-50?
Yeah, right.
Josh is on the show too. Rape his pugly, wuggly ass.
He wasn't cute yet.
He was too fat. Yeah, he still yeah. smelled like poop pudgy. Sometimes. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sweating and shit like that.
Now he's a fucking dime piece, dude.
He wore a robe and that's the classified school survival guide or whatever. No, big fat liar.
Big fat liar, yeah. Hey,
he's the robe kid.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. He threw up on himself at one point. Nobody's raping Josh. Yeah, Josh figured it out. He got pretty later.
Yes. He knew what was going on. Yeah, yeah.
Dude.
Geez, like, yeah, that whole shit was fucking wild. But, I mean, to your original point, though, like, I don't know why we didn't spend more time
way more
on
time.
Those motherfuckers.
Way
yeah.
more time.
Like,
and then,
Dan
like,
Schneider, as far as we know, didn't touch anybody.
Dude,
you
like,
know?
Out of five episodes.
Shit. He did weird shit. Don't get me wrong.
He did weird shit.
He would
right.
probably classify as a pedophile, for sure.
When you get know? Into, like, the feet stuff... That's where it got really, really weird.
Yeah.
You know, especially
and
like
less okay for
and
sure.
And like definitely like treating Ariana Grande like a porn star.
Yeah, no. Can't
making her like the scene. The scene where he's like, she's like laying on her bed with her head off of the edge of the bed, trying to drink water and just spilling all over her tits and face and stuff like
crazy
that. Like,
yeah.
All right. That's a lot, Mr. Schneider.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of that he for sure like confirmed. Yeah, okay, that's pedophile territory, my man.
Yeah.
You need to not do that
yeah,
at
yeah.
all. You
yeah,
know?
But then
but again, he wasn't fucking butt fucking him, you know, as far as we know. As far as we know.
There has not been a sexual allegation of any kind versus Dan Schneider.
Yeah.
Not yeah. nothing that's reached like a courtroom.
So I wonder, like, for the documentary, is why that is. Like, it makes you wonder what the decisions were being made, right? Like,
yeah.
Was there? So did Pickle Guy and the other dude get convicted? Did they go to? Did they get jail time?
No, Pickle Guy got like.
So just the probation thing.
He got probation and immediately started working at Disney.
Yeah.
Like
so
the other guy.
So like, is it like that makes me think even more so? Like, if you were gonna focus on Dan Schneider, not the other two. It would make sense if the other two were like their courts were settled and you know all that shit, right?
Yeah.
And now we can highlight on the person that hasn't been settled, right? But if they haven't been to jail, I don't know. Yeah. Then why are we ignoring him more? You know,
yeah.
It's like he's living his best life right now, and
yeah.
he got off with basically scot-free.
He got off
you know?
And Drake.
Like, yeah.
Probably a lot.
Jesus Christ,
dude! You think he's cream pieing that ass? Of course he was.
No.
Why would you pull out?
I mean, I don't want to think about that, bro.
Yeah,
I'm okay. I'll hard pass on that.
Well, that's
dude.
How you get a poo explosion
yeah,
right
there. It's a good segue.
Poo explosion.
Yeah, it's a good segue.
Oh, my God. You want to talk about being upset? All right. So the other day, I come home off
just
of
run away from that topic quick.
I get home from work, and I got to take just a shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I would say the shit is what I needed to take that day. And so I get home from work, and like, I'm crowning, you know, I'm ready to take the Browns to the Super Bowl, like, there's no more winter left, that groundhog is out
no
of the
more
hole.
Winter. Winter is come and gone.
Oh, yeah, and I'm getting my way to the bathroom, and then Bubbles, who's still in bed at 4:30 in the afternoon, turns around and goes, there's shit in the toilet.
Yeah?
And I was like, why? Like, what do you mean?
Flush
like,
it, Bubbles.
Yeah, and he's like, Pat clogged it. I was like, oh, no. So, turns out Pat
just
decided...
Scoot your hand further up on the microphone. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, sorry, the cord okay. here. Yeah, my, Pat decided to try to use the bathroom for the first time since the accident. Great. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
He hasn't used the bathroom since September. He mostly just fills his Pampers. And then we get him out of the Pampers. I don't do any of the cleaning past that.
Oh, thank God.
I refuse. I'd be gone or dead.
Yeah.
Or dead, you know, just from nightmares. So He gets to the bathroom. He takes just the most horrific shit I think I've ever been part of. Like, it was
part of.
I've been part of some horrific shits.
Were you present during this shit?
No. Okay. But so he takes this just explosive, just horrible, horrible shit.
Not solid.
No. And he fills the bowl. No. He fills it.
Like out of the water fill?
Almost.
Oh, okay.
Enough that he filled the bidet. Yeah, I haven't used that still. It's been a while. So Bubba tells me there's shit in the toilet, and that pad fucking clogged it. I had to get all the neighbors out to help get Pat off of the toilet. And then...
Wait, you had to call neighbors to get him off the toilet?
Yeah, I wasn't home for that part, so, like, they weren't strong enough to get him off the toilet, so they had to have others come to help. I know. He needs to stop trying to do that shit. He'd go shit in the yard or something or die, but he fucking... So I guess Lynn tried to plunge it, and Zach tried to plunge it. I don't know why neither of them two know how to use a plunger, because each time this happens... I get in there with that plunger, and that problem's
they
solved.
They probably don't fucking try.
They don't.
They probably puss out.
Yeah, and like, because you see it gets submerged in the shit water where you can't see it anymore.
What can you do?
And it's not your. Oh yeah, no, dude. You just dive in, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking hitting this thing. The shit flakes hitting my forearms.
Ah!
Not my shit,
ah!
Dude. And I had a sizable lunch that day.
Ah!
So like. My stomach's full. I need to shit. And there's just flakes. Just shrapnel. So I fucking... I learned the plunger trick. What you gotta do is...
You gotta
line her up to where you can get the suction. Flush. And then right as you hit the flush, start pumping. Because it sends extra water down while you're going. And
flakes everywhere.
Oh, dude, shit all over my forearms.
Anywhere on your face and all over?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got it on my cheek. And then, so I...
I'm so sorry,
I tamed the dragon.
Oh,
right?
I have sympathy pains right now for you, dude.
I hate it.
My God.
I tamed the dragon, and I get that bastard down. And now there's
dragon.
There's just shit remnants all over the inside of the bowl. Man. And I look at the bidet, and the bidet is a track, and the track is full of shit.
It's a track, dude?
It packed itself into the track.
It
all hung out there.
Oh, fuck.
So,
I'd throw that away.
I'd tear it off the ground. Just making a salt line and lighting the bathroom on fire.
You're just getting...
It's fucking done with the whole thing.
Oh, my God. So, just get some axe and a lighter, dude.
Yeah, so what I did was I took a... We have like that Dawn dish soap that sprays. It's already like foam.
Yeah.
So I sprayed the shit out of the toilet with it, literally.
Yeah.
And then I grabbed the detachable shower head. I turned the shower on as hot as I could.
Yeah.
Once it started to steam, I had one hand on the shower head aiming the bowl.
Yeah.
With my other hand, I swished it over the shower head. So I wouldn't have to do this awkward moving it from the shower to the toilet situation with water coming out.
Sure, yeah.
And I blasted the whole fucking thing like for like a good 10 minutes.
Oh, good.
With hot water.
Yeah,
and like,
sanitized.
I had to use one of those
that,
toilet
dude.
Scrubbers to get the shit out of the bidet. And like it stunk and like.
Oh, I'm sure because it was sitting.
Oh, man. And like it was such an experience. Like I still haven't used the bidet because I'm literally afraid.
Yeah.
Of like
a chunk getting shot into your fucking starfish.
Yeah, bro. Because then you now you have like gut biome poisoning. You can't do that. Like you can't ask to ask like that. Your shit needs to be yours.
I would commit murder.
Oh man, dude.
Jesus.
I'm trying to trick Bubbles into doing it first. Like, you know, every now and then Bubbles comes out, like, catch a splash. He's like, no, why?
Oh,
like, well, you should, you nasty fuck.
You fucking dickhead.
You nasty asshole, a little stinky. You should go over there and use that bidet.
Yeah, you probably should more than anything.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, dude, that's terrible. I feel sympathy for Pat just because, you know, he's deteriorating.
Yeah, he's
literally,
going through it.
You know, but fuck, dude, that... that's why we always joke about how if we ever get to the point where we can't control our bodies and we're deteriorating actively, just load us up with a fuck ton of PCP.
Yep.
And put us, either take us out into the forest where we can fight a fucking bear, you know, or put us in a fucking cage match with an equally PCP'd out fucking bear, dude.
That'd be sick. Yeah,
we're gonna die.
Yeah.
We're for sure gonna die.
Yeah.
But we're taking a leg or something.
Yeah. Dude, it's you gonna and be a fucking
I
battle.
Think you and I on PCP could potentially do some damage to a bear. We will die.
Oh, yeah.
But I think one of us, if I'm getting eaten, I think you'll do some damage. If you're getting eaten, I will do some damage.
I think that bear walks away with one eye.
Yeah. Maybe a partially collapsed windpipe or something.
Ball
you know?
Ripped off.
Yeah, dude. You know, a couple of its fingers snapped off, right? Like, I'll grab its big toe and just snap it in the other direction. You know? Right?
That'd be
like,
fucking fun.
There's definitely going to be some damage.
Let's jump a bear on PCP. Just knowing you're going to die just so, like... There's no holding back.
Yeah, whatever equivalent really of afterlife angels are just watching the show with popcorn like it's a UFC fight. Oh man, how far do you think they're gonna get? Round one, round two? You know, like
I like the idea of sneaking up on it with like a salmon and bitch slapping it with it.
Yeah,
and then it's like because it doesn't know yet, and then you slap it, and then you start fighting it. And it's like still confused.
I would definitely sneak up behind one and try and shove a stick up its ass, you know?
Yeah.
A sharpened stick, you
that'd
know?
That'd be fucking awesome. Yeah, it's skewers shit. Try to take its stomach.
Oh, man, dude.
Oh, man.
That sucks. I feel for Pat, but I'm not sure I would have the willpower to be able to deal with that bullshit.
I'll tell you what, I feel for him less.
You desensitize a little bit.
You know, sometimes I'm just like, you know what? I hope this guy dies soon. I really don't want to do this anymore. I think he doesn't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I think for everybody, like, if he could just fucking pass away, it'd be great.
Oh, shit. Okay. Jesus. All right. You know, let's see.
46. Okay, I want to talk to you about this.
We got time.
This is something kind of we've talked about before.
Sure.
But it's starting to get bigger. No. So it's the minimum wage thing.
Yeah.
And I know I'm kind of a broken clock about how we're paying people too much fucking money to do shit because it just equals us printing more money that's worth nothing.
Yeah.
And then we all just didn't pay attention in history enough to understand where we're going with this, but let's fucking do it anyway.
Sure.
It's inevitable. It's fucking stupid. And we should know better, but we don't.
Nope.
Fast food work is starting to become the new college profession. So there's this chick who there's this chick who's working at Domino's right now who quit her job as a journalist and cameraman at NBC.
Wow.
Because she makes more at Domino's.
What? That sucks.
Yep.
That fucking sucks.
The position was like 26 to 37 an hour and Domino's is paying 20.
Mm.
But then if you make tips, you know,
you get good money off of that for sure.
Yeah, because, I mean, so factor in tips, right? If I deliver pizzas forever. You could take two to five deliveries per hour. And if it's crazy busy, maybe six. But I think the average is two to five, right? A slow hour, maybe you take one. It takes you 20, 30 minutes. You come back, you get another one. 20, 30 minutes. So at a base rate of 20 an hour. In those two deliveries, if you get $5 each, you now make $30 an hour. Hmm. So let's say you take, you know, 8-hour shift. Let's say you average three per hour, 24, which is not a lot, by the way. I was always doing more than that.
Hmm.
24, even if you only made $2 per like tip each, that's an extra $48 on your 8 hours.
Damn.
Which is what, another $6 an hour almost.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like if you think about it like in that way where it's like, okay, I made 20 an hour, I took five deliveries and I made 30 in deliveries. I actually made $50 for this hour.
Damn.
Right? And then if you have a couple good hours,
that's a good rate.
You know, then your day averages to a certain amount. So like I would let's pull the curtain back. So I would make on a bad day 80 in tips, on a good day up to 200. Right? So let's put it at 120 a day times 5 days a week. $600 a week in tips. I got paid biweekly and I'd get like $700-$800.
Damn.
So that should show you right there. I was making $1,400 to $1,500 a month in paychecks, but about $2,400 to $3,200 a month in tips.
Yeah, it's so much.
You know, so you know, you're making $4,000 or $5,000 a month being a delivery driver sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, this bitch who was making $37 an hour was like, this isn't worth it compared to what I could go make at Domino's.
Yeah.
And she's right. Mm-hmm. She's actually reportedly coming in with more income.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now it's getting to the point, and this is the part that I was, like, kind of afraid of, is, like, now fast food looks like a pretty cool fucking job to have.
Yeah.
Why would you do anything else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, a low skill as far as, like, you don't need to go to an education facility or system to learn before you can start, you know?
I'm a skilled tradesman of 3 years with literally all of the certifications you can get in this field.
Mm-hmm.
I have more now certifications than some people who've been in this field their whole life have because the new ones came out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I still made more money delivering pizza.
Yep.
My old coworkers are still making more money than me delivering pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And when I try to preach why you shouldn't do that and you should go make clean money and have benefits and all that stuff, it's pretty hard to say that to somebody who's making a lot of money. Like, shout out to Jared, right? So, Jared, I'm going to put you on blast. He's, you know, he was telling me, and he's right. I totally believe him because I've had this job that he makes around $4,200 a month working 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's 3 days a week, $4,200 a month.
It's quite a bit.
I make that before benefits and all that stuff. I don't even make that now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, if I didn't have benefits or a Roth IRA or any of that shit, I still wouldn't make what he's making.
Yeah.
3 days a week
yep.
delivering pizza, and I work 5 days a week in dangerous territory.
Mm-hmm.
I could be killed at my job
yeah.
at any moment.
Yeah.
Electricity,
mm-hmm.
car accident,
mm-hmm.
any dumb shit.
In general.
Refrigerant. You know what refrigerant does? Is it takes the oxygen out, which means that it asphyxiates you. It takes the oxygen out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
It kills you from, like, you suffocate from breathing scary, in. Dude. Like, it's...
That's scary.
And this motherfucker makes more than me 3 days a week, more than I do as a full-time job, even if I chose not to have benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's like, so what do we do from here, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If we're gonna, like, you know, it's like, why would somebody become, you know, almost anything unless it's gonna pay, like, $100,000 a year?
Right.
Because now we're gonna get to this point where it's like, all right, I'm either gonna be a fast food worker... Mm-hmm. Or a surgeon,
because
anything in between sounds like a lot more work for no money.
Yep, I still stand by the idea that corporations have created this naive mentality that people just don't want to work hard, you know?
Yeah.
And they forget that, again, these are, you know, the places that I work in corporate, right? There's a lot of the management, like director level and up into executive officer are making like at minimum $250,000 a year and up, right? And the executives are making millions probably, right?
Yeah.
You know, so, but again, like a director is not an executive. That's a couple stages below executive. We're talking like chief executive officer, chief information officer, chief security officer. Mm. Those are the millions, or at least close to millions. And then there's a whole league of guys and gals underneath them that are their direct reports that are like $250,000 and up, right? Which is a lot of fucking money, right? You know? And then once you get down from there, it falls off quick, right?
Hard.
You know? And it's one of those things where people go, oh, we'll just climb the ladder and get up there with them. And like, there's only so many spots for fucking one.
And everybody's trying to get on that motherfucking ladder.
Yeah. And second, like, the whole mentality of like, oh, nobody wants to work anymore. I'm like, dude, nobody would work if we didn't need money. Nobody.
No.
I don't give a fuck who you think you are.
No.
And you might love your job. You wouldn't be at that current job. You would probably be at home doing something maybe related to what you currently do, but in your own terms of what you want to do. Nobody would work if we didn't need money. And
exactly.
The fact that corporations at the upper level don't acknowledge that, you know, and have this weird like, oh, you guys are paid enough, right? Just work harder and climb the ladder. And I'm like, dude, like, you are already occupying the spots we would want to go to.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean, bro?
Yeah, it's like we gotta wait for this one dude to retire in 34 years.
Yeah. And then they wonder why attrition rate is so high in IT especially. It is very common nowadays for you to stay at a job in IT maximum 3 years. And then you jump ship because getting more money in IT now means jumping from corporate to corporate, job to job, you know, and renegotiating your base pay, essentially, right? That's the only way to make money and stay within your field without needing to like compete and climb higher.
Well, that happens a lot in trades as well too. Yeah, it's just bouncing around from
right
wallet to wallet to see who has a bigger one for you for more or less the same shit.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Exactly.
Like, I know dudes who make way more money than me that do the same thing, and I know people who make less that do the same
thing. Right, yeah.
Right, like, but at the same time, why should I even do it? Because I literally would be better off as a fast food worker.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be taxing my body the same way. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be coming. I'd have so much more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Do whatever I wanted when I was a delivery driver.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I mean, fuck, dude, if Homeboy can make $4,200 a month on 3 days, imagine what you would make working 5 days. You know, that's a 40% increase right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we're talking $6,000 a month, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
$6,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money.
Why do anything else unless it's more than $6,000 a month?
Yeah.
What pays more than $6,000 a month? Not a fucking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I think a lot of people are happy with, like, you know, three to five.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, like, the only people that are going to want to, like, climb for cheaper are the ones who have, like, passion and they see, like, a career path that inevitably goes to a higher pay or a higher level of living.
Yes.
Right?
But
that's
then
the only incentive now. But if you take away the high money, and now there's only, like, you know, oh, you just go to a higher living. It's like, well, do I make more? I'm like, no, but your job is cool and you're doing cool things and you're not doing fast food anymore. And it's like, well, I still need money to live, though. That would be really cool if I didn't need to worry about money, you know?
Well, yeah, and, like, I think one an interesting perspective that a lot of people don't think about is, like, there's almost no more master mechanics left.
Yeah.
Because there's no point.
Right.
There's so many things to learn and get certified in as a mechanic that at one point, like, financially, the amount of training that you'd have to go through and what your demand would be after doing all of that becomes unreasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, why would you, if you're going to be a mechanic, why would you take a shot at, like, spending a $300,000 15-year gamble at becoming a master mechanic?
Yeah.
When once you're a master mechanic, nobody's going to pay you $250 an hour like you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's actually becoming, it's like a real life, like, there's less and less of them all of the time.
Yep.
And I think that's going to happen with more and more things because it's like, yeah, why would you? You know, because, and the other thing is, like you were saying, like, maybe it's going to have a ladder to where later there's going to be more money. But you're going to have to accept way less money for who knows how long.
Right.
And not a lot of people have that kind of balls.
Right, right. Or even desire, you know, to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, yeah. And, like, there is also, like, a why would you want to do that?
Right.
Like, especially if you're not seemingly getting anywhere that much better.
Yeah, and the risk of, like, what could go wrong. Like, maybe you, if you're not already having a whole lot of money in your savings, and if something disastrous happens, right?
Oh.
You break a leg or whatever, and you can't work for X amount of time, right? You're kind of fucked, right? You know, there's no safety measures. There's no, we don't need a guarantee.
Oh, yeah.
But we need to know that there's at least not, like, landmines the whole fucking way forward. You know?
Oh, yeah. That's, like, for sure. And the other thing that's good about being a delivery driver, half of your income's not even taxed.
Yeah.
They don't know about cash tips.
Right.
Like, they only know about credit card ones.
It's just raw. That's just gross income.
Yeah. So it's like, not only are you making all this money, government doesn't even know, and they're not collecting as if you made it all.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think we're in a hilarious slippery slope with this.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we saw the night that minimum wage went up to 20, everything went up in price.
Yep.
The same night.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was literally from bill passing to the next shift, In-N-Out raised everything like 30 or 40 cents per item. Like,
they were prepared for it.
Starbucks is
prepared for it.
$10 a drink now.
Yep.
Like, I get, like, I get the white mocha with two ad shots.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start making my own shit.
925.
Yeah.
Which I think is cool because it's our area code.
Still, but
so I pay it because I feel like a G.
I guess.
That's too much money. That's too much money.
Dude, at this point now, it's more, I feel like, more economic than ever to invest in your own espresso machine and just start making your own fucking espresso drinks. You know? The syrup would last because you could buy one of their syrups from Starbucks if you really like Starbucks.
Yeah.
You can, they have it in the, I did it because I worked there once before, right? They have the SKU numbers in the systems. So if you went, hey, can I get a bottle of vanilla or a bottle of cinnamon dolce? They will go back, grab one, scan it, and you can buy one through the drive through.
That's dope.
You know, like seriously, you is know,
that a,
right?
Is that like a per franchise or everybody will do it?
Everybody.
Okay.
Literally like, everybody.
Like Gergen Spiegel's, even though we were all the same franchise, the guy owned like 7 stores, some of the bosses would do shit like that. So it'd be like, you really like the hot wing sauce, I'll sell you a bag of it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Starbucks like, is more about, the, at least when I worked there, it was like almost a decade ago now, right? But Starbucks is franchised, yes, but they all, Starbucks is like hybrid, you know, where they require standardization across the board, you know, to a specific T, right?
Like,
there's, even with the health code, there's the base code that we need to pass, and then Starbucks has their own code, which is 20 points higher. That we also have to pass, right? It's even though we passed like the state or whatever health code conditions, if we didn't pass the Starbucks rating score, we would get penalized still. You know?
Well, so, but I wonder how many actual corporate Starbucks there are because
I don't know.
So, like, all right, so here's a fun fact for you. There are a little over 4,800 Domino's in the U.S.
Cool.
There's way more, but in the U.S., there's about 4,800 Domino's. 4,600 are franchise.
No, damn.
You know why?
Why?
Because the corporate actually can't keep up with their own coupon prices.
Wow.
Yeah. Like,
what the fuck?
When I started, there was like that, like, buy two pizzas for like $5 each. Mm-hmm. Or if you show up, we'll give you like 3 of them for like 10 bucks. That was followed. No, actually, it was before that. It was the 555 deal. Remember the 555 deal? We were in high school. But it was like this big promotion. It was everywhere. 555, 3 pizzas, $5 each. All the commercials, 555. It was like when people were doing that good to go thing from Taco Bell when the fucking Crunchwrap came out. It was like a culture thing. Like they did really good with that, with the marketing on that one. And when the 555 deal came out, it was such a cheap coupon. It saved so much money that corporate actually started mass exiting Seattle, California, and New York.
Because, oh, shit, really?
Because they actually couldn't afford to run their own business full of staff and keep up with the food and labor cost with the food being that cheap. So they basically, they were like, if you have the franchise, you have to do the coupon.
Yeah.
We're leaving.
Yeah.
So you do it. And you figure out how to make money, because we can't. We can't figure it out. We're out. Like, we're leaving. So there's down to 200 corporate locations.
Wow.
Out of 4,800, literally, because they're like, well, I mean, it's not profitable to do business the way we do business.
Yeah.
We're making our money off of franchise loyalty fees.
Yep. Yep.
The sons of bitches.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that story is probably very similar to a lot of places like that.
Domino's makes literally makes its money off of the offerings from the franchisees, not from the pizza.
I don't know how Dairy Queen maintains their stores, you know.
Not at all.
Right?
I have no idea.
You know, like I feel like ice cream is not an all year thing for most people.
No, but I guess
but they also do like food, but when do we ever see anybody ever order food from Dairy Queen?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's like how many scoops of ice cream or how much weight is in a Blizzard, I guess, is the answer. Because, I don't know, like a quart and a half of ice cream could be like $8 to a consumer. Mm-hmm. So it'd probably be like three, four to them.
Sure.
And then depending on how many Blizzards they can make per order, I don't know, because they're definitely not buying it by quart either. They're buying it like 10 gallons.
I know they're super heavily franchised, you know.
Yeah, but they probably can't keep up with that shit either.
I don't
either.
Know how that shit works for them either.
Also, the food looks gross.
Yeah,
I've never tried it.
I wouldn't.
It looks like plastic. I don't know, my wife
worked there when she was a kid, and I would highly.
I remember.
I would discourage all forms of food, Dairy Queen food.
Yeah, no,
across the board.
I like Blizzards.
Yeah,
but
that's it. Ice cream
coup.
Ice cream coup.
Yeah, I like how they. They have to do that shit where they turn it upside down before they hand it to you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's stuck. You better made it right,
look
bitch.
Look how thick it is.
One time when I was with Bubbles, it did fall out.
Ha!
I was hella happy. I was so happy to finally.
I'd say, you know, it's not cold enough.
I finally got to see it.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
They were about to give you slush.
Dude, like a turd. It just fucking.
Yeah, it's supposed to be soft serve, not
fucking. Hit the fucking counter.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, that's half melted, basically. Oh, there wasn't a cold enough machine.
Dude, so funny. Because they have to do it, Yeah. And then to have it actually do that, the fallout.
Yeah, like, to look down like, oh, fuck.
Like, that's beautiful. Oh. That's fucking...
Oh, shit.
Oh, this was your one fear, having this job, that this was going to maybe happen someday.
Yep, there
and
it is.
You've turned over 10,000 Blizzard. It's never happened.
Well, here it is.
Today's the day, and here I got to share is. It with you.
I wonder if they know why it does that, too, because I'm pretty fucking confident it's because their ice cream machine wasn't cold enough.
And then it starts to sweat too fast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, there you have it, folks. Shitting people's ice creams.